Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Pat Flynn, and welcome to episode 52 of Ask Pat. I'm here to help you answer your online business questions. Now, before we get to today's question, I want to give a shout out to the company that is producing the Ask Pat t-shirt. As a reminder, if you get your question featured here on the show by asking at askpat.com, I will send you a t-shirt, an askpat.com t-shirt. It's awesome. It was designed by a guy on my team named Dustin, and it's really cool. You can actually look at it right now at successshirt.com. Greg over there at successshirt.com has been taking great care of me and all of you guys. He's the one who's helping with production and sending them out and stuff. So again, you can actually buy the shirt if you'd like right now if you'd want, but one is given to you for free if your question gets featured. Again, that's successshirt.com. Now let's head on over to today's question, which is by Davon. Now Davon asks a question about your email list and what happens if you haven't talked to them for a while. This is a great question because a lot of us, you know, we may not be emailing our list as much as we should. And so what happens if you don't do it for a while? Here's a question from Davon.
Hey Pat, how's it going, buddy? It's Davon here from Virginia, and I have a bit of a problem. So after reading your post, How to Launch a Brand New Website with a Bang, I was inspired to have a pre-launch phase for my own upcoming website. I'm actually launching next month, but I've been building my email list since the end of December. And up to this point, I have a total of 678 subscribers, and most of those subscribers came from social media. Here's my problem. I haven't emailed that list since the beginning of January. So I just wanted to know, how do I approach emailing them, being that they haven't heard from me in so long? And what I'm afraid is if I send an email, I may get a ton of unsubscribers. You know, they may start marking me down as spam. I'm just not sure how should I approach an email list that hasn't been spoken to by me. So hope you can help me out. I love your show. I love the podcast. I love the blog. I've been following you for about 2 years now. I really appreciate what you're doing, and I hope you can help me out. Thanks, Pat.
Davon, thank you so much for the question and also for being a loyal listener. I really, really appreciate that. Now, I love your question because, you know, one of the struggles with email lists is that if you don't email your email list constantly, when you eventually email your email list, it's going to come out of nowhere. It's going to feel like a cold email, and people are going to forget that they took that opportunity to subscribe to get messages from you way back when. And so that is a challenge. That is a challenge to first keep up with people. So I recommend using an autoresponder sequence if possible, whenever possible. For example, when people subscribe to my list, they go through about 45 to 50 emails each week or each other week that on autopilot allows me to keep in constant contact with my audience. Those emails go out typically on a Thursday or Friday. And then if I ever have a broadcast, I know to not send out on a Thursday or Friday, unless it's like an emergency or something, like my site went down and people want to know what's up. Typically, my broadcast emails, which are sent just one time to everybody, those are sent on Monday or Tuesday typically. And so I never have a day where people are you know, receiving two emails at during one day, which can become a little bit overbearing for a lot of people. Now, if you haven't taken advantage of your autoresponder and you do have a sizable list, which you do, Devon, you have a great size list of 678 people, plus you're adding more as we speak. If you don't talk to them for a while, yes, it will be difficult to sell them something right away, for example, or to get them to take some sort of action right away. They're going to be like, hey, who's Dave Vaughn? I don't remember signing up for this list. Or they might think, wow, I signed up for that 3 months ago and I had never heard from him, and now he's asking me for stuff, or now he's telling me to do stuff. So if you want to sort of rekindle the relationship you have with your email subscribers, there's a few things I would recommend. The first thing I would recommend is to send an email. But I wouldn't ask for anything in that email except just use that email as a way to sort of reintroduce yourself, to get people to realize or remember what it is that you have to offer or why people subscribed in the first place. If you're coming up with launching a new website, or launching something new, you can talk about that and just start to create buzz for it. But again, not telling people to click on anything, not telling people to go somewhere or some landing page. You know, I would try and provide as much value as you can. If you have something that you can give away, something maybe a sneak peek or something of something you're working on, I would put that in there too. But just, you want to give value and sort of remind people why they should continue to be on your list. Now, the truth of the matter is, when you send this email out, you will get unsubscribes. That's what's going to happen. I mean, that's the consequence of doing this. But every email you send out is going to get unsubscribes. And you know what's good about those unsubscribes? Those are people you don't want on your list anyway. So I wouldn't worry about the unsubscribes, the people who do stick around. And if you were to actually engage with your audience with this email as well, hey guys, I haven't talked to you for a while. I just want to ask you, what are you struggling with right now? Because right now I'm focusing on something that is going to help you. As a reminder, you subscribe to this list because you were interested in XYZ. Well, here I am. I'm back and I'm here for you. So what did it... Reply to this email. That's kind of the approach I would take. And you know, the people that are sticking around and that do reply, those are people that are going to be sort of rekindled with that relationship that they have with you. Those are people who are going to be hot on your list and that you want on your list. So I wouldn't worry about the unsubscribes. Now, I would send a few emails before you start getting into any sort of call to actions or anything like that, or just sort of standard, hey, I wrote a new blog post, come check it out type of emails. You want to, again, provide value, make it very personal, and that's how you sort of restart that relationship. Now, hopefully, that new list that you have, Devon, is separate from this one, because the issue is when you start to say, hey, guys, sorry, it's been a while. If these are people who are also recent subscribers, they're going to be like, wait, I just subscribed yesterday. Why are you saying this? So hopefully, you know, you've divided the people who are in the past subscribers with the new ones. So if, for those of you listening out there, if you haven't touched your email list for a while, I would actually create a new list just so you can segment that older list and perhaps get people to take some sort of action to get onto that new one, or at least, you know, start to sort of weed down and filter through those people and get those unsubscribes that you do want. You actually do want people to unsubscribe who don't want to be on that list, because you don't want them on your list. You don't want to have to pay for them on your list and things like that. But again, it'll allow you to send messages specifically for the people who sort of need time to get back into the rhythm, and then another separate email for people who have just recently subscribed as well. So, Devon, I hope that answers your question. This is a really, really important question. And again, I would just provide value. Start emailing now or yesterday, if that makes sense, and start providing value so you can get people to really understand why they should be on there and continue to be on that list. So, Devon, thank you so much. An Ask Pat t-shirt is headed your way. I can't wait to see a picture of you wearing it. And for any of you out there who has a question, if you'd like it answered here on the show, head on over to askpat.com. And again, I want to just give a shout out to Greg over at successshirt.com, who is really hooking it up for us. He's got some great shirts there from other successful entrepreneurs as well. successshirt.com. And today's quote of the day, which I always end with, is actually from Anthony J. D'Angelo. And he says, treasure your relationships, not your possessions. And the reason I say that here and to finish off is because, you know, we're talking about email lists and we're talking about subscribers, you know, 678 subscribers, which is great. But you have to also remember that that's 678 actual people that you should be building a relationship with, that you should be engaging with. Too many people talk about traffic and subscribers as just numbers. Those are actual people. And the more you could think about it that way, the better your emails are going to be, the better relationship you'll have with your audience, and the more success you'll have down the road. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Ask Pat, and I'll see you in the next episode. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.